Entertaining is a big part of the holidays, and right at the heart of entertaining, you will find food. And it's the cheese tray edition today of Local Foods, which means we're having our annual holiday check-in with Bemidji's cheese queen, Mackenzie Lindahl. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in, and thank you for bringing cheese.
My pleasure.
Cheese queen and bringer of cheese. Yeah. You are the cheese buyer and perishables manager at Harmony Natural Foods Co-op in Bemidji. What does that job entail?
So I manage a few departments at Harmony, the frozen department, meat department, bakery, and dairy. Dairy, which houses our little cheese, couple doors of cheese. And so I'm responsible for selecting, purchasing, pricing, sampling, talking about cheese.
Cheese has always been kind of your true love, right?
Yeah.
What is special about the cheese department at Harmony?
I like to think of it as curated, like it's really selected and put together based on what's available in this region, what's special, what's delicious. You know, I've visited lots of cheesemakers in Wisconsin, a couple in Minnesota, and I sort of fall in love with cheesemakers and with cheeses in particular. And they're like little special friends that just need to be around us. And so I get to bring them into Harmony and I get to share them with other folks. And it just couldn't make me any happier to get to do that, because it's a really great opportunity to share stories of farms, share stories of people, and then also kind of share friendships. I've really actually gotten to know quite a few people and become friends with them based on their appreciation of cheese. So this is the gift that keeps giving.
And every year you give us a gift by bringing in some wonderful cheese. Tell us what you brought us today.
Okay, so today I brought a few interesting things that have been kind of my new favorites in the last year or two. One of them is brand new to Harmony this year, and it's called The Dough. It's made by Deer Creek at the Artisan Cheese Exchange, and they're located in the area of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. These cheesemakers buy milk from small farms, and they are really well known for experimenting with interesting culture sets, so they get really great flavor combinations. They also infuse their cheese with non-cheese ingredients.
What do you mean by a culture set?
Well, bacterial cultures are what gives cheese a lot of its flavor and makes it the different type of cheese that it is classified as. These guys are really into cheddars. They do have a blue that's really interesting, but today I brought the dough because it is infused with Madagascar vanilla bean.
Mm.
I know, you would think, ooh, sweet, kind of weird.
I think it sounds great.
Taste it
okay,
now.
Is this and so one then, with the marbled
yep,
look?
The marbled looking one, yeah. Taste it now and just kind of see where you go with it. They recommend pairing it with coffee, bourbon, cognac, hard cider, for like cheese board things that would go with it, cashews, chocolate. They say apple pies, cherries, baked ham.
So really it's good with anything. And I can attest to this after just eating.
Right? It's like breakfast.
It doesn't matter. Just have a piece.
Yeah, exactly. But doesn't it seem like such a Christmas thing? Mm. Like all the dishes that you would, right? Like sitting by the fire or sipping a brandy. I don't know. I don't do that, but
is the dough, is this a goat cheese? Is it a cow cheese? What
this is made with cow's milk.
Yep. Okay.
And it's a cheddar.
So it's a dough cow.
They have really interesting names for their cheeses. They have one called the rattlesnake, which has tequila and habanero peppers in it. Mm-hmm. I didn't bring that one because it's 7 a.m., so I thought, you know,
yeah,
let's do a one that goes with coffee.
What was this one called?
The dough.
The dough.
From Deer Creek. Everything they make is really special.
Sheboygan.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should we move on to the next one in the lineup?
Sure. Okay.
This group of, I want to say, they're cheesemakers. They're called Red Barn Family Farms. They buy milk from very small farms with average herd sizes of about 55. And they have kind of this set of rules for farmers where animal health is the number one thing. They don't use antibiotics or hormones or any of that junk. But the cows live exceptionally long lives and are well cared for. And it's just this company formed as a way to help terminal small family farms survive and thrive. They're in the Appleton, Wisconsin area, so kind of Packer country. So don't hold that against them. I brought their 3-year aged heritage cheddar, and it is a white cheddar, Maggie, as you noticed.
It's not orange.
Mm-mm.
We're tasting now.
But doesn't it taste like 10 cheddars put together? I mean, the flavor and the potency of it. I mean, like,
it does feel, it fills your whole mouth cavity with, I don't know how to explain it. The whole mouth cavity
is
full of this flavor.
Mm-hmm. And so why wouldn't you, you know, spend $6 on a 6-ounce piece of cheese and get that much flavor? It's like, that's what makes holiday cheese special, is it's worth it to invest in that experience for your guests and even like for yourself.
And tell us the name again.
It's the Red Barn Family Farms Aged 3 Years Heritage Cheddar. I think macaroni and cheese, or like grilled cheese with some like spicy mayo, I don't know. If I was to pair it with something, and I have to give a shout out to Tom at Bemidji Brewing, his winter IPA, the hazy, juicy, delicious, intense beer that they have on tap right now. Intensity with intensity, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of a key for pairing. So, right?
That is yummy. That is an explosion in the mouth.
It really is.
Like you said, Katie.
It's just, like, I can feel it up into my nasal cavity even.
It's just boom.
A good sensation though?
Good. Yep. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Great. It's, I don't know what the flavor is that we're getting, you know, off of it, because I don't know enough cheese talk. You know, it's like, what do they say, jammy wines and, you know, raspberries and blah, blah, blah. But cheese must have the same kind of language.
Sure. And I'm going to bring it down a notch and just say, like, Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, gas station bag of Cheetos, like that, you know, when you're eating those, which I rarely do because it's not real cheese, right? But that is what Cheetos is trying to be.
It
that
also
awesome,
kind of reminds
right?
me of those little Annie's Bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
Those little bunny crackers that you get
yes.
for your kids. Or
so, like,
your,
maybe
or
like
moms.
Toasty, salty. It's a little tangy and dank. Like, it's going towards the back.
That is.
Way towards the back. And it
dank.
It changes as you go through and, you know, process it in your mouth.
Tang.
Yeah.
I think tang.
Tang.
The tanginess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yum.
That's yummy. Yes. What an experience. Welcome to breakfast.
Well, I'm getting hungry, so let's maybe mention just the last cheese that I brought.
Yeah.
Is that okay? The last cheese I brought is from LeClaire Family Farms, and they're an artisan goat milk creamery. The cheese I brought today from them is called Chandoka, and it's actually a cow and goat milk blend. These guys started as a farmstead operation in 1978, and they're still run by their family. They're, you know, all the people in the family are involved, and there's, you know, cheesemakers and then animal specialists, and everyone's involved. And on all their packaging, you can see photos of, and it's a lot of women that operate and run the business. You can see pictures of them with their goats, and it's a cool, cool company, and they have like a huge lineup of cheeses, and we carry several at Harmony. Picked this one just because it's interesting to have a blend of milks.
Yeah.
You know?
I like it. It's a little bit drier.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as goaty tasting as pure goat milk.
Right.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm. It's a lighter, has a lighter flavor to it.
A lot drier.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of crisp. Do you get the maybe a little bright, sparkling, like citrusy thing going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where is this farm located?
These guys are in Malone, Wisconsin. I've not visited them, but I've met them at cheese shows before. And I'm just, I couldn't be more thrilled to have the opportunity to promote these guys at Harmony, too, because since I brought their products in, they've kind of become the hot thing. So people are loving it.
Is it generally typical for the cheese manufacturers to align themselves with with those smaller cattle operations? I mean, I know that you get a big cattle operation, then they kind of have to do all the antibiotics and all that stuff, mm-hmm. you know. But when they keep it small, then they can keep them cleaner in that regard.
Yep, definitely animal health and, you know, longevity and just the health of the farm. It's so much more manageable. It's also the right thing to do. And it's also so much better for the earth. I mean, you know, some of the huge contributing factors to climate change, as we know, is industrial agriculture. That's, sure, idle your car, that's fine. But, you know, don't bother with craft singles. You know, that's gonna harm the earth way more. So investing in operations that do contribute to the regeneration of our earth is really where it's at. And it tastes awesome. It
tastes so good.
mm-hmm. What do you consider the most versatile type of cheese? Would you say it's the cheddar? The cheddars or what?
I would. It's also the most approachable, I think, because we all grew up, macaroni and cheese and grilled cheese sandwich and that kind of thing. I think cheddar is. It's also, I don't know, the catalog of cheddars out there in the world. There's so many different cheesemakers that do so much with it, from like aging and, you know, there's so much diversity within that one type of cheese, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah. When they age them, I mean, are they in a big, are they under the ground or are they in a refrigerator? What's that look like?
Well, aging facilities are called caves. I've been in one that actually was, a couple that actually are physical caves, like the place down in Faribault, Minnesota. They do a bunch of blue cheeses, and there's one cheddar that is made in Wisconsin they bring over there. It's called the Feeny. I think I've probably talked mm-hmm. about it here before. Feeny for the word affinage, which means to age. That particular location is dug out of the sandstone, like, along the river, and that is a true cave. Very stinky and dank, but most cheese aging caves are incredibly climate controlled. They're, you know, walk-in coolers. They're different procedures that they use to keep it sterile, or, you know, because they have to control what bacteria is coming in and out, temperature, moisture, that sort of thing. So think of it like more like a laboratory, you know, that level of control. It's, you know, science.
It's amazing.
Speaking of temperature, you let this cheese warm up a little bit before we ate it.
Yeah.
And you said that's important. What's the temperature deal with cheese?
Well, fat is a solid when it's cold. And so fat is the flavor carrier for cheese. That's what brings all the flavors around in your mouth. And so what you want to do if you're serving cheese and you kind of want to make a little special experience with it, you know, you pull if you prep the cheese ahead, you have it in your fridge or whatever, you want to pull it out a half hour before guests arrive, or approximately. Let it get closer to room temperature so that it expresses its, what it wants to be, yeah. its flavor.
Yeah. But on the other end of that, how long can you let a cheese tray sit out?
You know, food safety standards do kind of require, you don't want to let cheese stay out for more than a couple hours. I mean, I should be recalling my food safety to know the exact specifics, but it's, you know, a couple hours. You don't want to let bacteria grow and share among guests, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, if you have a really good cheese tray, though, you don't have to worry about how long you leave it out because it will be gone.
So, speaking of a cheese tray, what else should we put on a cheese tray to make it festive and to make people want to grab it all?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, crackers are like, there's nothing like a good cheese and cracker.
Would you just do a plain cracker? Or would you do a flavored cracker?
I mean, you can get really creative, mm-hmm. of course, and come to Harmony, and I will help you find some interesting things. But what I like is definitely fruit, like apple or pear are my go-tos. A lot of folks really like dried fruit too, like, you know, craisins or, the, you know, dried cherries would be really good with that vanilla bean one. Mm-hmm. like cherry cheesecake kind of. You can kind of think of like recipes in your head and match things like that. Pecans are also my number one favorite nut to eat with cheese.
Pecans. Mm-hmm. Any other advice for people serving cheese trays over the holiday?
Have fun. Be adventurous. Talk about what it, you know, talk about your experience eating it, because that's what's the most fun. Getting to share flavor and fun and lightheartedness over, you know, really, really well-made food.
Yeah. What was the second one called again? I just had another bite of that and it just filled my head.
Oh, the heritage, yes. The cheddar, the 3-year aged.
That thing is rich.
Yeah.
Mackenzie, thank you so much for coming in this morning and for bringing us these remarkable cheeses.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much. I love talking about cheese. I appreciate you guys a lot. Thanks.
That's Mackenzie Lindahl. She is the cheese queen of Bemidji, and you can find her at Harmony Food Co-op, where she's the cheese buyer and the perishables manager. And you can let us know about the food you're planning for your holiday entertaining. And if you have a favorite kind of cheese, we want to know what it is. And our email is comments@kaxc.org. It is the Wednesday Morning Show on Northern Community Radio, connecting you to yummy things to eat.